Good Friday. Today is November the 14th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take a look out in the backyard and garden today, talking about landscape, but not necessarily landscape plants per se, but instead the opportunity to add water features to your backyard and garden and some of the different considerations therein. We'll be back to talk about the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Friday morning as we look out in the backyard and garden. I thought maybe change directions a little bit, talk about landscaping, not in terms of the plants, but maybe other features that you can add to landscaping. Some people like to do a lot of things with brickwork, patios, fire pits. At a lot of trade shows, I've seen different outdoor cooking areas or sort of outdoor kitchens and sitting areas with tables for dining and fire features. But another neat feature is when we talk about water features, and those can range from anything from a simple bird bath to a fountain, even a reflecting pond. Different things like recirculating waterfalls even can just add a nice soothing effect, if you will, beyond just what we normally see out in the landscape plantings. Obviously, with the weather change, now is not the time when you would necessarily be installing one, but it's the time to start doing the planning. And there's a couple questions that landscape architects and designers suggest you consider if you're looking at water features. The first one is how big, and that can go back to how much space do you have and what are you trying to accomplish. Second question, obviously, how much do you want to spend? If money is no object, you can put in some pretty impressive water features. But if you're trying to do it on a budget, then making sure you know what that is that you want to spend and still be able to get the most out of it. Also, how much effort do you want to invest when doing it? And what's the end game? Is it just aesthetics? Is it even to the extent of being able to fish in it? Do you want fish? Do you want plants? Or do you just want water? A lot of folks suggest starting small and then working larger. And so small could be something as simple as a bird bath. There's no maintenance. If the water gets dirty or infested with mosquito larvae, you simply dump it out and refill it with clean water. There's no plants, no fish, no algae. It's easy to put away for the winter. And you can get those typically for less than $100. A feature providing more of a slight sound would be something like a tabletop water fountain. Oftentimes those are small, compact, self-contained, and they're also aesthetically pleasing. They're very simple. They have a pump that's included. It does require plugging into some sort of an electric source to run that pump. There's also solar ones that are available to get the power supply that way. Again, with these, typically there's no fish, no plants, and if they get dirty, you can just dump them out, use a little bit of bleach to clean them off, hose them out, refill them, and start all over again with clean water. And then in the winter, you just drain it and store it in the garage. Fountains, typically there, will start right around $100 and go up from there. Another plant is you can also install a small fountain in the landscape and still get the sight and sound rather than having it on a tabletop. That adds a nice feature. And actually, we talk sometimes about the different types of plants and microclimates that can help add some humidity to the air and help some of those plants as well. There's also self-contained recirculating landscape ponds. You may see these. A lot of times they'll just have a little fountain in the middle, and that's just continuously circulating the water. If there's no plants or fish or wildlife and the water gets dirty or infested with leaves or other things, you simply pump it out, clean it out, and refill it. In the winter, typically, you would remove the pump and lights. Those costs are typically a couple $100, and it goes up from there. But each of these is relatively simple, relatively inexpensive, and can add just another aspect to that outdoor landscape for enjoyment. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to pick up where we left off talking about landscaping and the potential to add water features, simple water features all the way to complex ones. Obviously, the simple ones are simply that, just something that has water. More complex ones would be where folks would incorporate pumps and lights and then oftentimes some sort of plant or even fish. Now, freestanding ponds without plants are easy to keep clean. You can use chlorine or simply drain them and add more water and you don't need to worry about fish and plants and the impact. impacts that it would have on that. Now, if we want to look at something more complex with aquatic plants and fish, this is where the work really begins. Living things require care, just like your plants in the landscape. These water plants also need attention. There are certain water plants that can be purchased for fish ponds, but you need to be sure you're not introducing an invasive species. Some require care to be removed in the winter for healthier water to prevent freezing, and heaters cost money to run. In addition, an aerator or fountain aids in plant and animal health. The downside is you can't just dump dirty old infested water. Think of it like a fish tank. You have to have an air source, a filtration system, and you need to feed the living things in that, both the plants and the fish. Typical pond animals would include things like goldfish, koi, even turtles. It is important to note that if you add animals, you're also going to add the animal waste, which can make the water eventually smell bad, especially during the summer months when it gets warm, and you need to find a way to continuously keep that clean. And the cost is going to go up too. A lot of times you can start for less than $1,000, but it does take time, and so you need to factor that in. Recirculating systems and landscapes do have increasing popularity. Many water features are designed to be fish and plant free, and most would include filtration, moving water, and the ability to treat with chemicals. Now, as we mentioned earlier, if you're looking at adding water features, it's probably best to start small and start simple, even if it is something with recirculating water, just to sort of learn how to best manage that. And obviously, if you're getting into something more complex with plants and or fish or other types of animals, it may be best to consult an expert, or there's a lot of resources through Ohio State you can find as well. Simply Google that, and you can get all sorts of instructional guides and things to keep in mind when it comes to troubleshooting anything that may arise. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.